him. The Adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the best comic and adventure pictures by the world's greatest artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. Jungle Jim has finally agreed to help young Harvey Stacy solve the strange disappearance of his wife, who has become afflicted with some malady and disappeared into the jungle with her native maid. All previous attempts made by Stacy to find his wife have failed. There was not a single clue to help solve her sudden and very mysterious disappearance. Having finally won Jungle Jim's sympathy with his tragic story, Stacy accompanies Jim, Lil, and Colo back up the river to try to pick up the trail of his missing wife. Leaving the river, the party proceed overland toward young Stacy's plantation. Just before they reach the high ridge of hills leading into the valley where the plantation is located, Jungle Jim's fears are aroused when he smells smoke. They hurry over the ridge, and when they look down into the valley below, his worst fears are realized, for Stacy's home is a burning inferno of flames.
Well, that certainly is a tough place, Stacy. The whole place is burned to the ground. Your house and the compound with all the native huts. There was no accident, either. The place had been deliberately fired.
What makes you so sure, Jim?
Well, look down there, Lil. First, you'll notice that the native huts and compound are on this side of Stacy's hut.
That's right, Jim. And a good 200 yards away.
And the wind is blowing northeast, which is away from the compound toward the house.
Uh-huh. I see what you mean now, Jim. The fire that burned down the house is nearly out, proving that the house was afire quite a while before the native compound was fired.
And that's it, Lil. And if the wind was blowing in the opposite direction, the flames couldn't have spread to the native compound.
Uh-huh.
The house and compound were set fire to separately and deliberately.
But why? Why? Who'd do this to me? I have no enemies. I've had no trouble with the natives. I've been on the best of terms with everyone. Why should anyone do this to me? First, my wife and my home. I have nothing left. Nothing.
You have friends, Stacy. Friends who will see that this act doesn't go unpunished. I think I'll send Colo and some trackers down there to see what they can find out.
My boy Moco is very good, Jim, and he's familiar with the tracks we followed into the jungle when my wife disappeared.
Good. I'll send him along. Colo.
Yeah?
Get Moco there and one of your best trackers. Go down to Stacy's house and cover every inch of ground around there and see what you can find out.
Very good, Tuan.
Now, look. Cover that ground thoroughly, Colo.
Mm.
Remember, any little clue might prove very valuable.
Yes, Tuan.
And watch for strange tracks. Footprints that differ from any native markings. Get the directions the tracks come from and where they went to.
Yes, Tuan. Colo look very good. Not miss anything.
Moco.
You really think this is the work of native tribesmen, Jim?
Yes, Lil. Everything points that way.
Why?
As I said, the natives around here are very strange. They're silent, moody, and very unfriendly to the white men. They're religiously fanatic. And they're priests of powerful, sinister devils that have been credited with performing some of the most mysterious feats of magic.
Are they the kind that are supposed to be able to control people's minds by some form of hypnotism?
Yes, Lil. They exercise some unexplainable powers, similar to that of the voodoo priests.
Right there, Jim. And I know that somehow my wife fell under that spell. Every time those drums would start their monotonous beating, she'd begin to act strangely. Soon she'd move and talk just as if she were asleep or in some kind of a trance, and it'd start for the jungle in the exact direction the drum beats came from. Always moving, as if some unseen power were pulling her, just like a magnet.
Well, did you ever see or contact any of the natives around your place, Stacy?
No. They never showed up around the place. And as I was warned of their unfriendliness, I never made any effort to talk to them or to hire them. The working boys I employed all came from down the river and stayed as clear of them as I did. In some way I'd incurred their enmity. I might have found a reason for all this, but I...
Well, didn't you send or threaten to send Moco after them once to try to stop the drums?
Yes. I was desperate when I saw the effect the drums apparently had on my wife, but Moco was scared out of his wits, and on that night, the drums stopped. Louise recovered temporarily, so I didn't insist on Moco going.
He probably wouldn't have gone anyway. Jim, have you any idea why they spirited Mrs. Stacy away? Presuming they did, of course.
Oh, I suppose I could hazard a dozen guesses, but none of them would be right. And these native priests have so many weird religious ceremonies and ideas that even the experts have never been able to fathom them. Why, for all we know, she may be enthroned to some queen or priestess in one of their fabulous temples deep in the jungle.
I only wish that that was the truth. I could rest a whole lot easier until we found her.
Well, it's more than possible, Stacy. I've heard of far stranger things in my travels through the Orient. But wherever she is, you can rest assured that Jim will find her.
I hope you're right.
Me too. Bill there has great faith in my power to come out on top all the time.
Why shouldn't I? You've never missed yet. What's more, you've had some almost impossible problems to find answers for. Just give him a little time, Stacy, and he'll solve this one.
Look, Colo, Moco, and that other tracker down there have gone into a huddle. With all that pointing, waving of arms, and running around, why, look. Why, looks as though they hit on some hot clues.
Yeah? Now they picked up a trail, and they headed off for the jungle.
Yes. They're following somebody's tracks down there.
Uh-huh.
And by the way they're traveling, it's a fresh trail.
It isn't in the same direction as the tracks we followed the night my wife disappeared.
Look. Colo, stop. He picked up something and is heading back. That's him signaling us.
That settles it, Lil. He's got a red-hot clue, or else he wouldn't be in such a hurry.
I only hope it's something that'll be proof that Louise is still alive. If I could only be sure of that much, I'd feel better.
You know, I feel pretty sure you can depend on that your wife is still alive, Stacy. They haven't spirited away just for murder. There's some method in their going to all this trouble. Especially daring to come back and set fire to the place. Taking a chance on finding an armed reception committee waiting for them.
Speaking of holding a white woman as a priestess or some kind of a goddess, do you remember the case of the white woman who was held by a tribe of natives in one of the Java Islands as a goddess?
Yes, she was regarded as a goddess of fertility. She was treated with great awe and reverence. The natives set up an awful howl when a group of white traders pushed into the center of the islands, discovered her, and took her back to civilization. See, the natives claimed she brought them rain and good crops, plenty of fish in the nets, and they didn't want their luck broken.
And you think that perhaps these natives here might have spirited Louise away to satisfy some superstition like that?
It could be. But here comes Colo. Let's find out what he's discovered.
Take it easy, Colo. Save your wind. You'll need it.
He certainly came up on the run. He's really fast.
All right, Colo, easy now. Hey, easy Twan. Now. What have you found? Any fresh tracks?
Yes, Twan. Plenty tracks of many men. Two women. One set footprints are white woman. Mrs. Stacy, maybe.
Oh.
Other set tracks. Moco sure belong to native girl Nauri. Tracks come in from jungle on one side. Go into house, all around outside. Then go off into jungle on other side. We follow tracks, then near edge of jungle. I find this one.
The jewel clip. That was my wife. She often wore it on one of her negligees.
Good. That proves she's still alive. She didn't drop it the night she disappeared, because you told me a little while ago that those tracks you followed went into another direction.
Yes, I'm sure of that.
These tracks we find be fresh tracks, Twan. Tracks made sometime last night. All be very clear. Earth soft and wet. Tracks very plain. Go deep in jungle. Moco, another boy follow.
Go call them back, Colo. Don't let them go too far into the jungle. They might be in danger of being cut off and captured or killed. Hurry. Go down and order them back.
Yes, Twan. I go quick.
Well, then, Stacy, your wife's not only alive, but apparently still strong and unharmed. Or else she wouldn't have been able to return with the others to your house.
But why did they bring her back? She still must be under that same strange trance. Because she went away with him again. Jim, what do you make of it all?
I can't fathom it. But I do know this much. We're dealing with a daring mastermind who is very, very sure of himself. Spiriting your wife away was one thing. And keeping her hidden would have been the safest thing to keep her from being discovered, at least for some time. But no. No, they don't intend to play safe. Why, they're daring enough to bring her back openly to let the whole world know she's their captive. And apparently a willing captive at that.
But she isn't willing to be kept prisoner, Jim. I tell you, she's under some strange power that controls her absolutely in soul, mind, and body.
Well, that's something we've got to prove. And we can't do that until we know who's holding her prisoner and why they're doing it.
Why don't we get going and follow those fresh tracks and run down these fiends, whoever they are? We've got plenty of arms, ammunition, and a good crew.
Take it easy. Take it easy, Stacy. It isn't as easy as all that. Remember, you and the doctor and all your trackers couldn't find her right after she disappeared. And you searched for a week without even finding a clue to her whereabouts.
Oh, I'm sorry I flew off the handle, Jim, but when I think of Louise helpless and in the hands of those devils, I almost go crazy. Well, I'll sit tight from now on, and I'll leave everything to you.
Say, what's become of Colo and your man Moco and that other tracker? Isn't it time they were showing up?
Say, you're right, Lil. I've been worried about right now. They've been ambushed down here in the jungle. Gosh, they were crazy to follow those tracks too far away from the clearing here. Come on.
Where are you going, Jim?
Down to the edge of that clearing and yell for Colo. And see if we can get any answer. Stacy, get the rest of the boys and follow us. Hurry, there's no time to lose.
Listen, Jim, did you hear that?
You bet I heard. Come on. Colo and the boys have been attacked.
What has happened deep in the jungle in the valley below? Has the unseen enemy struck again? What will happen if the faithful Colo has been lost or struck down by the sinister power that seems to be striking back at Jim in his attempt to rescue the young white woman held captive somewhere in the trackless jungle? Don't miss the next thrilling episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoonland, like the list of all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follow the fun and frolics of Popeye the Sailor, Tilly the Toiler, Barney Google, and the Little King. The impish antics of Skippy, the Katzenjammer Kids, the immortal Mickey Mouse, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at this same time next week over this same station. Be sure to tune in.